Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Beis, and we are on Pei Aleph Ma Beis. By the Shem, we're getting back to a regular schedule, and we are in the midst of the Perek Osov Esbeno. As we know, continuing Maseches Chulin, all about Yonei Shechita, the first two prakam about the halachas of Shechita, the third Perek about Treifus, animals that Shechita will not work on in order to create the Heter Achila. The fourth Perek we had about what about Shechting, what's the effect on the fetus inside and related issues related to that in Behema Makasha. And now we are into Osov Esbeno, the Isser, the Avera of Shechting, two in one day, a mother and her offspring. And we spoke about what about father and offspring, right? There's Machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan. And yesterday we got into the discussion of it has to be an actual shechita, right? An actual a killing an animal does not create the isser of osov espino, right? Ma'aker and nocher, that's according to everyone. There is no problem of osov espino if there was no shechita, right? The Mishnah said hashochi v'nisnavla biyado, if it became a nevela. The machlokes tanoim was what happens if there was a shechita, but it was what was called a shechita sheina ruya, right? It was a shechita and it turned out to be, there was a maisa shechita, it turned out to be a treifa. Or it was a shechita, lavod zara, shara niska, laglarufa, all of the shechitas that don't create a heter achila. So in those cases, it's called a shechita she'ena ru'uya la achila. So that is a machlokas tanaim between the Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana. Rabbi Shimon paskins pater because Rabbi Shimon says all over Shas shechita she'ena ru'uya is lav shma shechita, while the Rabbanan say no, it is still a shechita, and that is what we pass on the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Shechita. That's where these halachas are found. The Rambam says there, as we'll get to. Get to some of the details later. Hashochet osov esbeno biyom echad, habasar mutter ba'achila, as we mentioned earlier in the parak, osov esbeno does not asur the basar. Right, all those cases in the first mission in the parak, the basar became nasar not because of osov esbeno, but because it was chulin be'mikdash, or shchut echutz, all the other reasons. But per se, is there a knas on the meat of osov esbeno? We mentioned that as machlokas, Rambam Bahag, maybe we'll touch on that again today, but the Rambam paskins that the meat is mutter, even though one violated an iser daraisa, or does not ask for the meat. Vashochei loken, this malka shenemar osov esbeno, this is chatu biyom echad. Eino loke ela ashkides achron, only the last one, right, even though you need both, as has been mentioned, you need both in order to create the iser, but only the second one, the one who shechted the second animal, is going to get malchus. His friend gets malchus, and I think we mentioned at the beginning of the parak the beautiful thought, I think, of Rav Saratskin, that says it's an amazing halacha that somebody on one side of the world could be mashpia on a Jew on the other side of the world. What does his shechita have to do with my shechita? I'm shechting an animal here, and I'm on one side, and he's on the other side of the world. But still, yes, there's a connection between parties, and even though I have nothing to do with him, and maybe I didn't even know, but still, it's going to be in Isser. And Isser, again, to continue the Rambam for a minute, Isser osov esbeno noheg b'chol makom, u'v'chol zman, b'chulin, b'mukdashin. Right, we had the havaminas earlier in the parak. Maybe it only applies by kachim. Maybe it only applies not by kachim. Right? And the wipaskin applies everywhere. Bein b'mukdashin, ha'ne'achalim, bein b'mukdashin, she'in'achalim, whether it's edible, right, karbanos that are eaten, and whether or not, lefichach, and then he continues some of the more of the details that we have mentioned, and then he says, ein isser osov esbeno noheg, ela b'shechita bilvad, as we just saw in the Mishnah yesterday. It's only by shechita sheneemar lo sishchatu, b'shechita shneihem hu ha'isser, avalim nachar harishon, o nisnabel biyado mutar lishchat hasheni. If it was not a good shechita, so then it is not an isser. And then, if you're not sure, then it's aser. You're not going to get malchus because it is a suffix. And then the Rambam says, shechita sheina ru'uya l'achila, shma shechita. We pass it like the Rabbanan, the Rambam says. Even if it's a shechita that does not create a heter achila, one is still violated, still called a shechita for various halachos, and regarding this context, for the iser of osov esbeno. Lefichach, risho, shashachat chulin, ba'azara, o trefa, o sharaniskal, ve'egla rufa, paraduma, shachal avodazara, ba'achron, v'shachat ezasheni, hareze loke. One is going to get malchus for that. The opposite, we learned about yesterday, maybe not, because you have kimlei b'drabamine, if the second one is the avera that is being done. But if the first one was the major avera and the second one was just osov espino, one would still get malchus. Good, so that was all related to what we discussed. So now some of the items on the list in the Mishnah give the Gemara some trouble. That's what we are, three lines from the bottom, on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. So one of the items on the list was Paraduma. As the Mishnah mentioned, Paras Chatas. If somebody shechs a Paraduma, which is supposed to be shechted on Haraz Esim, right? It's not done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's done on Haraz Esim, shechted and burned there on Haraz Esim. So the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes that this is a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. So the Gemara says, Uparas Chata Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, he, is that really true? That it is, Paraduma is considered a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? But why is it Ena Ru'uya? Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Para mitame tumas ochlin ho of a haisa lashasa kosher. Paraduma is mitame tumas ochlin. It is considered a food in order to be makabel tumah as a food. Mitame tumas ochlin. Right? Even though Rashi quotes, even though Rabbi Shimon says in the first parak of Bechoros, the isuri hana'a, generally isuri hana'a, like Sharon Iskal, an ox that's going to be stoned. Petra chamar is not mitame tumas ochlin. It can't be an ochel if it's aser bahana'a. It's not halacha that he called an ochel, and he learns them out from the drasha. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye ochel, ochel sha'ata yachol ha'achilo la'achirim kari ochel. Only an item that is mutter b'hanah. Rabbi Shimon agrees by paraduma that it is mekabelas tuma to be matami itself, to be matami achirim. Why? Because it had a shas hakosher. Why? Because it is possible to eat it. I could eat the paraduma. It's asher b'hanah. How is that possible? And Rashi adds mishanishchata even after it was shechted. Right, it still is able to be eaten. Why is it able to be eaten? It's also by Noah. V'yomer Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omar Hayy Rabbi Shimon, Para Niftes Agabe Marachasa. Because even after it was shechted, if I wanted to be poda it, if, for example, Rashi quotes, I found a nicer paraduma. Paradumas are very rare. But let's say for some reason I found a nicer one, right? We learned there was only 9 in all of history, right? One of the days of the Midbar, in the days of Moshe, 7 in the days of Mikdash Sheni, and then there's going to be one more, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah number 10. But that's it. But let's say I found a nicer one. So Reish Lakish says I could be poda the one that was already been shechted and use the nicer one. So you see from there that potentially this paraduma is ro'i la'achila. And Rashi adds in, and Rabbi Shimon holds, kala'ome liftos kapadu dami. Right? Anything that is ro'i to be poda is ki'ilu, it was nifta. Ki'ilu, it was, we already see the potential destiny in the present status of the animal. Even though it didn't happen yet. But potential impacts the present status. And therefore, says Reish Lakish, explaining Rabbi Shimon, that paraduma is considered, is metami tumas ochlen, because it could be redeemed. So question mark. So why is this on the list in the Mishnah of a shechita she'ena ru'uya? This is a shechita ru'uya. Right? Because it's able to be redeemed. Rashi does add, we're trying to see whether a paraduma is going to be able to be matame to masochle and be matame others. Isn't that what the whole essence of paraduma is? Is matame everything? All those who are osig in it, right? That's one of the chuk elements of the paraduma. It's matare, it's atameim, it's matame, it's atahorim. So what do you need to say? Oh, it's matame to masochle. It's matame everyone who's osig in it. So Rashi comes up with an ukimta. He says, Rashi says, no, maybe we're talking about a case where you have basar, he quotes from the Krisus, basar shechipu bapachos mi kebeitza batzeg. There is basar, the basar of the paraduma, is covered in dough, but it's covered in less than an egg size of dough. So we know in order for something to be mitame others, it has to be the size of an egg. Well, we mentioned often, the machlokas rishonim, to become tame even mashu. That's possible. That's a machlokas rishonim. Right? The Rambam, I think, says even a mashahu can become tame. To be metame others, one needs the size of an egg. So what happens if one has dough that's surrounding the paraduma that's not the size of an egg? So it can't be metame others. But with the meat of the paraduma, it could be mitztaref to be have enough of a shear, to be metame others. So there it makes an afkamina, whether it's considered ochel or not. If it's considered ochel, tumas ochlin, so then it can be mitztaref and be metame along with this other dough on it. And if not, so he comes up with, Rashi comes up, quoting the Gemara in Krisus, in Ukimta, to explain why it makes a difference that it's Matami to Masochlan, if it's Paraduma anyway. So anyway, back to the Gemara's question. So why is Paraduma on the list of Eino Ra'ui, Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? It is Ru'uya, because you can redeem it, and it's Ra'i L'Achila. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Paras Chatos, and a Mishnah. Take it off, delete. Eina Mishnah, it's not part of the Mishnah. Eina Mishnah. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan could do this is pretty significant. What do you mean, Eina Mishnah? It's in the Mishnah. It's in our Mishnah. No, in a Mishnah. So one might say that Amoraim sometimes have the authority to say that there is a mistaken Girsa. Mistama, that's Pashas, but in a Mishnah, it's not authoritative, there's something wrong, there's something corrupt in the text. In a Mishnah. But we've mentioned, not for a while, but if you remember that Rabbi Elchanan from the end of Baba Basra, where he quotes Rabbi Chaim, who discusses the issue of Amoraim arguing on Tanaim, where he quotes based on the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak of Mamrim, where he says, even though you get the impression throughout Shas that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanaim, and that's what Rav Mefarshim explained, and the Chazon Ish is very harif about that, and most Mefarshim assume that, Rabbi Chaim, and the way Rabbi Chanan quotes it, is that technically they can, but they wouldn't. Not that they couldn't, but they wouldn't. Like the Rambam says, that any Bezdin could argue on an earlier Bezdin, in Hilchos Mamrim, if they darshan it differently. And Rabbi Chanan there quotes in Os Tafri Shlama Gimel, at the end of Baba Basra, he quotes on the Lashon of Rav Tana Upalig. He quotes the idea from Reb Chaim, de be'emes gam amora yish b'kocho lachlok ala tana. V'hadam osvina tziufta mitanoi la'amorai. Why sometimes do we ask, every daf and shas, how could this amora say this? The Tana argues as a Mishnah, as a Brisa, every daf. Hu mishum da amora eino cholik al tana. V'ilu yada divrei atana lo hayacholik alav. That he wouldn't. If he would have known, the Gemara is assuming, if he would have known this Mishnah, he wouldn't have said what he said. Because it's a Mishnah and it's a Tana. Aval b'makam shecholik lehedya efshar lios halacha gamosa. But we have a machlokas beferish, so it's possible that we would even pass like the Amora. And then he adds the line key for us. V'nire muchach kein, Rabbi Chanan says, mimasha nimsa b'gemara b'kama makomos she'omru ha'amorayim al Mishnah zu eina Mishnah. Right? How do you have the phrase eina Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Yochanan say this here? Paraduma eina Mishnah. So, according to this pshat, it doesn't mean ain't a Mishnah that delete. Ain't a Mishnah means that line I could argue on. That line I could, I could think differently because of this other source that I have. And then he quotes Rav Shri Ragon in the Igeres, and he quotes many other shitos that are related to this. But again, a topic that we discuss often in terms of the koach of the Amoraim to argue on the Tanaim, the koach of the postgame after the Gemara to argue on the Amoraim, right? The line in the Gemara Bamitzia, Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a, that the is a special power to the Gemara. But either way, this is a pshat on the line of Eina Mishnah. So either way, Paraduma is not a problem. There's a big discussion in the Halacha, again, something that hasn't come up that recently, and that is it appropriate if I'm in the middle of the avodah of the paraduma? I shecht it. I'm about to use this animal for the paraduma. And all of a sudden, somebody says, I found a nicer one. Is it appropriate and okay to stop in the middle and take another one? Kind of a bizayon of the animal that I'm using. Rashi's Lashon in Shvuas, on Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, where he quotes those who argue, Ein la pedia olamis, Rashi says, Me'achash anasis behechsher, ginayu lahotzia lachulin. Right, once it was done, it's a ganai. Right? You using this, it's kind of like tamura. Kind of like the Isser of tamura. You know, there are different svaras for the Isser of tamura, of substituting the animals. But one of the svaras could be, it's a ganai. This animal is already potentially about to be used for kodesh. And now it's not being used for kodesh, so it's not appropriate. Again, this is a discussion that the post can use in terms of any maisa hamitzvah that is being done. The Shvus Yaakov. Of course, the Chacham Tzvi talks about the Shvus Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, Shvus Yaakov in the Tshuvas in Simin Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. A person set up his Chanukiah on Hanukkah and he's about to light. And he set up wax candles because that's what he had. And he's about to light it and all of a sudden somebody runs in and says, I found oil! I found Shemen Zayis. Does he switch? Ready, set up his candles. Is it a design for the candles now? But it's more of a hiddur to use the oil. That's his kasha. Shadarko lahadlik near Chanukah, he usually uses Shemen Zayis. Umadlik b'chopam, b'shosh shtichla regam nashuk, ushbal lahadlik v'lo matza Shemen Zayis, v'beso ischel lahakan asmo, and neiru shol sha'ava, v'tachav osan b'makam haroi lohen, u'betoch kach, shorotza lahadlik, hevi ulo Shemen Zayis. Im yisalik yadam an neiru shol sha'ava, v'yalik Shemen Zayis, u'mitzvah na muvchar, or ho v'idchi idchi, v'kivin shvar hischil lo yafsik. So, the Shvus Yaakov, Reb Yaakov Reisher says, he thinks you continue. He thinks you continue, you don't stop. You started already. Right? Nirulaniyaz Daiti, Tikima Shahikfar Hiskal Lahakin Lahadak Benera Shal Shava, Yigmar Mitzvah. And he quotes many different rayas throughout Shas, that it's a Bizayon, Ein Levazos Mitzvah, Right? Don't even vaza the mitzvah yishoshkar hischol. But he quotes even for a dvar rishus, we sometimes find that. Remember the first parak in Shabbos? Once I sit down to get a haircut or to do something else, and then it's the time for mincha, I don't have to stop. Ain mafsikin. Why not be mafsik? You're in the middle of something that's not even a dvar mitzvah, if it was hischol beheter. Oh, you don't have to if you're in the middle of something already. Not exactly the same, but that's what he says. Then he just quotes at the end another example he found in the Beis Yaakov, in the Chuvis. Let's say there was a case of the oldest brother was in Medina Sayam, so you started doing the chalitza with a younger brother. The younger brother, and all of a sudden the older brother walks in. So do we say, okay, because mitzvah v'gadol yabim, so we would stop. So he says, hecha de'ein ha'gadol rotzeh l'achlotz, o shayim v'nir sayam, u be'emsa ha'seder she'hizcha l'sader ha'chalitza min ha'katan bo ha'gadol v'rotzeh l'achlotz, ein mafsikin, v'cholse min ha'katan. He says, even though I don't agree with all of his rayas, it's the same shita. So this is the Shavuos Yaakov. Other achronim are not so, exactly agree. What, by Chanukah, you started the mitzvah. If you're right in the middle of the chalitza, fine. You're right in the middle of the process of the mitzvah. Setting up the Chanukiah, setting up the menorah, you didn't do anything yet. Just did the Heksher mitzvah. Right? What about Paraduma? What is that like? I already shechted. Right? So that lechor is like in the middle of the process of chalitza. Again, these are all, how do I look at want to be mevaze the item of the mitzvah that I'm using, is that appropriate or not? Again, it's not exactly the same, but it has to do with Zeriza Magdimin also to stop and to switch versus doing it behidura. Right? The discussion in the post game about Kiddush Levana. You do Kiddush Levana the earliest time you can, or do you wait till Motzei Shabbos to do it behidura with Shabbos clothes on? So that is also a related issue that they discuss in the post. And the Shulman Sadeshin talks about that about Kiddush Levana. Okay, we'll get back to that, but let's continue now. So says the Gemara. So that was Paraduma. Paraduma, Rabbi Yochanan says you can take off the list. Next on the list. Umi Ve'egla Rufa, fourth line. Ve'egla Rufa Lav Shchita Ru'uyehi. Again, Egla Rufa is on the list. The anonymous corpse. That's also not a Shchita Ru'uya. It's not interesting that that's on the list. If we shecht an Egla Rufa, is that what we're talking about? Usually, an egla rufa is not shechted, right? It's the neck is broken in the back. Let's see, we're talking about if one shechted an egla rufa. So one shechted an egla rufa, that's a shechita shein ruya because it's already aser b'hana. Also, it's not. So now the Gemara says, is that really true? The egla rufa lav shechita ruya hi vatnan. Similar question to what we just said about the potential of getting it mutter. Vatnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Sota? Nimsa ha'horeg ad shelo te'aref. If somebody finds the murderer before the arifa is done, ha'egla teitze v'tira be'eder, becomes mutter again. So again, it's possible that it's going to be a shechita ru'uya. Good. So again, there's an important tosfos. Let's just continue the flow. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rav Yanai, egla rufa in a Mishnah. Okay? Take it off too. Egla Rufa is also taken off. Esosis, maybe you shechted it already. Right? By the Paraduma, even after Shechita. Here, it's before the Shechita. So once you, right, as long as it was before the Shechita. So Tosfos asks, in Tiber Maskel Egla, Hikshar Moshe Mi Bondis, Amaylo Kamar, Deshochet Benah, he has the other question of Shechita is elsewhere, but he asks a similar question. Why don't we say that the Arifa, talking about Shechita, says, the Hikshar Moshe, Amaylo Kamar, Deshochet Benah Sizan, Haino Oref, Upadar of Shemim Jol Chazila Achila, Ulurban Chai Mishim Darifa Zuhi Shechita. Right, you're saying it's shchita, but we have sometimes the concept of arifaso zuhi shchitaso. This is exactly what the Torah tells you to do. So maybe here too, the arifa should count as the shchita, and therefore, according to the Rabbanit, should be chayev, because that's what you're supposed to do. Like the Gemara says, by the seer meshtaleach, techiyoso latsuk hainu shchitaso, v'chayev mishimoso v'ezbenau. And that's fine, because that's what you're supposed to do. The Torah tells you to do. The Torah says, if you want to eat an animal, you shecht it. The Torah says, by the seer lazazel, you push it off the cliff. The Torah says, by a bird, karban, you do malika, right, with the fingernail. So why don't you say here too? By the arifaso, zuhi shchitaso, and it should be included in the isra of oso vesbeno. Says Tosus v'tirich, Rabbeinu Tam, v'imkei no havi lumisti ha-shochid el ha-or. They should have mentioned it. You should have said ha'oref in the Mishnah, if arifaso is also zui shchitaso. V'dochik hu dedilma tana shochei mishum achrini, paras chadis parashar niskal. I don't think it would have said that just because of the others. That is the Tosfos, so you can't say that. So the Achronim discuss, is there a difference, lamaisa then, between the what you do to the Seir LaZazel, the Chiyasa Letzuk, and by Malika versus Eglai Rufa. Arifaso Zui Shkitaza. What's the difference? So one big difference is that the first two are mitzvos. The first two is what mitzvos that we're supposed to do and that we want to do, and it's part of Avoda. Right, Eglai Rufa, we'd rather never do that in our life. I'd rather the situation never comes up. So it's hard to say that Arifaso Zui Shkitaso if that is not exactly what we would want to do. Right. Others also, is it kachim, is it chulin? The first two are kachim. First two are kachim. Eglai Rufa brings kapara, but it's not kachim. Not kachim. And therefore, there's a difference. We don't say, arifaso, zuhi, shchitaso. If you look in the, Nachal Eisan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Hilchas Eglai Rufa, if you look in, Simon Yud Veiz, so he talks about, Osobes Beno. There's, he says, shochet Eglai Arufa. Ach, we're going to get to some more details, but just until we have it open, let's read it. Hashochet egla rufa acher ridasol lanachal esan v'shech le egla rufa after I bring it down to the valley. V'chazar v'shachad bo bayom ima obita, and on that same day I shech the mother or the daughter o shachad ima obita v'chazar v'shachad egla rufa bayom lo kemishim osov espeno. Right, mishum, right, we paskin, right, shechid ashein eruya. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Araf egla arufa lo yishchod ba'oso yom ima obita. Right, if I did arifa to the egla arufa, I shouldn't. V'chenem shachad ima obita lo yarof ba'oso yom osa. I shouldn't. V'im asa kein loked. The arifasa zui shchitasa. So he paskins, again, the Rishonim discussed this, but he paskins that if I did it, it would be considered, right, even the Tosfos here is Mechalik, but he quotes the other Rishonim here in the footnotes, in the long footnotes, that you would say that. The Malachai says, he quotes the Chilukim, the Chiyas Letzuk, Shu Echshir Mitzvah Slarifas Egla, Shil HaKabar Eschait, Avavish HaRifas HaMataras HaMidana Vela, Afilu Hachi, he quotes the different Rishonim, but that's what he quotes on top. That's one discussion of Arifa being similar to the Shechita. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk about the other Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yanai Hachi, did Rabbi Yanai really say this? Right, we just had Reish Lakish quoting Rabbi Yanai. Did Eglai Rufa take off the list, because that would be a Shechita Ru'uya. Did Rabbi Yanai really say this? V'amar Rabbi Yanai, Gvul Shamati Ba, I heard a limitation in the laws of Eglai Rufa. V'shachachti, I'm not sure, I forgot. V'nasvin Chaber Lomar, my friends reminded me, Yiridasa Lanachal Eisan Osarta, bringing it down to the Nachal Eisan, where you do the Eglai Rufa, that itself forbids it. It already becomes Asir Bahana Mechayim. The Amisa, and if that's true, so then why do we have to say Eina Mishnah? Why can't we just put the two Mishnahs together? Lishni kan kodem yurida kamlacha yurida. In the Mishnah, in Sota, that says that Tetziv Dira Be'edah, that's before you bring it down. But once you bring it down, then it's a Shechida Sheina Ru'uya. Right? Why can't we say that? So if Rabbi Yanai says that, why did he have to answer Eina Mishnah? Okay, you're right. It wasn't Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish, Bishem Rabbi Yanai. It was just Reish Lakish. Just Reish Lakish, not Rabbi Yanai. Amar Rav Ashi, Ki Avina Beir of Papi, Kashalan. So Rav Ashi says, I had the same Kasha, just on Reish Lakish. Umi Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Achi, Baha Itmar. But didn't we have a discussion of the Amoraim? Me Ema Tzipari Mitzora. You know, the birds that are used in the Tara of the Mitzora process. Right, one is shechted and one is sent free. Me'emasai ne'asarin. Why, when do they become ne'asar? Right, they are asur bahana. Right, the Mishnah says a kiddushin, if I use sipari mitzora to marry a woman, it's asur, it doesn't work, it's asur bahana. The Gemara there even discusses, and the Rishonim there, the one that you set free, if it's already asur bahana, why aren't all birds in the world asur? Maybe it's one of the sipari mitzora. But the machlokas there is, when does it become ne'asar? Rabbi Yochanan amar misha shchita. Right, whether the time that it shechted, Rashi v'ne'eseres shchuta. So Rabbi Yochanan says only the shchuta one is ne'eseres. It goes by shah shchita, but the mishulachas one is meteres, and that's why, because Reish Lakish says it. Rabbi Yochanan says it's sent out. V'shilachas etzipara chaya v'lo amar Torah shalech l'takala. Right, that's Rabbi Yochanan's svara. Rishi men lakish amar mishas lakicha. No, they're both Ne'esar at the time that you take them. V'yamrina my time at Rav Shimon Lakish, gamar kicha kicha, me'egla arufa. And what's the source? You learn it from Eglah Rufa, meaning Eglah Rufa also has an earlier time that it becomes Ne'esar. So why don't you say Eglah Rufa is even Mishas Lakicha? Right, so that's Rashi explains. By Tzibar Mitzorah, there's no other act that you have to do. So if you have to say it at some point, you say it from the Tukit. Eglah Rufa has another act. Rashi says, quoting, Rashi says, Ma'agla Rufa Shnera Bakicha, Vilachu Zikneo Ir Hahi, Eglas Bakar Asura Mechayim, Afalakakla Mitaher, Shate Siparim Chayos Asura Mechayim. Miyu, Rashi notes, Eglah Rufa Yeshla Gvul, Le Aser Birida Solanachalesan. There is something you have to do with an Eglah Rufa before you shechta. You have to bring it down to the area where the tekes is going to be done. Aval elu ein bohem maisa milakicha vachchita. These birds, you don't have to do anything halachically from the time that you take them until the time that you shecht. V'kiva d'ne'esaras mechayim al karka mishas lakicha. There's no other time to connect to. But what do you see from there? That the source of iser mechayim by Tzipori Metzora is from Eglah Rufa. So therefore you see that even Rish Lakish agrees that Eglah Rufa is Neseres Mechayim. So why, again, Rish Lakish is the one that said in a Mishnah, why do you have to say that? Why couldn't we say that the Mishnah in Chulin here is talking about Lifnei, after it became Aser. And the Mishnah in Sotah is before it became Aser. So El Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Eglah Rufa in a Mishnah. So Reb Yochanan said it. Not Rish Lakish. Reb Yochanan said it. Reb Yochanan says that's why he has to say it, because he says it's not Aser Mechayim, and therefore we don't have a problem with the answer that was given before. Rish Lakish would have said, or Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yonai could have said that the chiluk is before it came down to the Nachalei son or after. For Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's Aser Mishas Shechita, right? That's he couldn't give that answer. Couldn't give that answer. Tosfos wonders on top. Now going back to what we said before, that if you find the horeg, then it is becomes Mutar. V'yim Tomar Heich Medaktik Mikan Delo Mitzra Mechayim. How are we medakte from this Mishnah that it wasn't Ne'asar Michayim? Dilma Hainu Taima De'adaita Shimsa Hahoreg Lo'akta Shuha. Maybe the whole idea is al Tanai. Right? It's not that you need, it's not Aser yet. It's not Aser yet until you break it down. And if you find the killer beforehand, it's, will not become Aser. Maybe it's Aser right away. But when you find the killer, then the Kedusha dissipates. Right? It's kind of al Tanai. Tosfos says, why do you have to say that it's nothing until it is? Say, maybe it is, but adaita dehachi lo mikdasha, and therefore you'd be able to, even if it was Nasar. And what's his comparison? Tosfos compares it to Asham Talui. Asham Talui increases on Daf Chav Gimel. Hamevi Asham Talui v'nodelo shalochata. I have designated an Asham Talui, which I have to bring if I'm not sure if I did a aveira that's chayim miachatas bevadai. And then before I bring it, I find out that the piece of meat that I wasn't sure whether it was kosher or not was kosher. I didn't sin. So imachlo nishchad v'chulu. So if I didn't do shchita yet, so then yirash yistayv, and it's if I didn't do shchita yet, then it goes out and it's doesn't it loses its kedusha. If I already did shchita, that's more of a problem. So what's the difference there and here? Just by Hashem Tali, it memela the kedusha is paka. So to here, you should say the Kedusha's Paka by Eglah Rufa. That's the question. The Gemara says there, time with Hashem Tali, Mishim to Libo Nokfo, maybe Hashem Tali would be more chamur because you're Libo Nokfo, you're really not sure if you sinned, so you're Makdash even Misafik. But Hashem Vadai, Ki Akdash Yatay Techata, Akdash Vigloi Milslam Afreya, Dehakdash Betolasave. So maybe if you'll tell Mahino Time Anami, Eglah Rufa. Right, maybe that by Eglah Rufa also we would say that it's because it was all b'ta'us, v'lo mishum, d'lo mitzvah mechayim, u'lo olam mishchad nishchada asura. Answers, Tosfos, v'yishlomar, d'svara, d'gamri, u'makadshi, d'lo maski adaitayu, shimsa hahoreg. We don't assume that the murderer is going to be found. Right, it's not hard. If they looked beforehand and they didn't find, we don't assume, so it sounds like it's a probability. Svara, d'gamri, u'makadshi, it's a svara that the person not just probability, but because of that probability, just like the Gemara says, Gomer Umakni by Hekdish, so too a person or Bezdin is totally oser it when they bring it down. Reb Chaim in the Gracha Lashas talks about this Tosfos. Chaim talks about the Tosfos in Simin Shin Pehei, and he says that Tzarachian to Baasham to Ika Hekdish. Shaper Shayach Lomar Adai Dehakel Lo'akdasha. He has a different chiluk. He has a question on Tosfos' question, really. By hektish, you could say there's a concept that a hektish could be paka. Hektish is a chalos. and I could remove that. By Egla Rufa, it's not a karbon. There's no hektish here. It's just memela ne'esar when you're using it for the process. Ava begla rufa hari leka hektish. Ukazazina de pligi begamar. Me'emas I ne'esaris. Viridasala nachalais and yasota. Hainu mishum de oz kfar hischil ba din egla rufa. Dechsiv ba kapara kikachim. Ava hektish shokdushas pe leka be egla rufa klau. There's no hektish that we would say. What's what even Tosas is kasha in the comparison? There's no hakdasha that we would say could dissipate based on a later detail coming up. Hazmana. Okay, you can relate this to the sugya of hazmana, hazmana milsa, hazmana la milsa. And the Gemara, he says, in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, relates it to hazmana. Ein el din hazmana v'lo din hektish. So when Tosfos compares it, it must not be an exact comparison. V'zorach lomer, de kavanas ha-Tosfos, de neima da'adai tahachi lo ho-riduhu, v'lo mitam hektish. Right, he says that it must not be a literal comparison in the even in the question of Tosfos. And then he just leaves as a question, Akati Kasha. He says, I think though it's the whole thing is a question. Why? Because we know there's a special din by the Zikni Ha'ir, they have to bring it down to the Nachal Eisan. They're not allowed to send Shluchim. They do it themselves. Do it themselves. The Shlicha to Nachal Eisan. Mavur b'makas, the Radab Zikni Ha'ir, Atzman v'lo Shlucha. Right, and the fine. So why is that important for us? You can't use a shliach. So he quotes the Tosfos in Ksubis Ayin Dalet. Okay, also, we haven't quoted this in a while. Tosfos in Ksubis Ayin Dalet discusses the principle of called the lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tnai. Called the isa b'shlichus isa b'tnai. Any halachic process or mitzvah that you can make a tnai on, you can make a shliach on. Those two go together. I can make a condition. I can make a tnai on getting married. I can make a shliach to get married. I'll marry you almanas that it rains tomorrow. I can make a shliach to get married. Kobos for the Lesla Bishlichas, Lesla Bitznai, and Isa. Tosfos discusses why is that. A Chalitza you can't do through a Shliach, you can make a Tznai in Chalitza. Why? Tosfos uses one principle, Bailus. Are you the Bailim on the process? If I'm a Bailim on the process, Kiddushin, I'm a Bailim on the process. Meaning, as Achronim discuss, that Maisa creates the Chalos, and I'm in charge of that Chalos that's created. It's not like, for example, Basa B'chalav. Where I put milk into your chicken soup, ain't all the most of Dover Shin and Shalom. No, of course. It's usser, right? It's milk and meat. Right? You can't, that's not a process that I'm the bailam over. That's a physical act that I do. And memela, the chalos, kicks in. I'm not in control of that. The heter of shchita. I can't shecht an animal and say it should only be a good shchita if you give me you give me money. No, it's a shchita. It's a shchita. You can't make a tnai on that, and you can't make a shliach. It's you do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah. Anyway, so says Reb Chaim, and that's the Tosfos and Ksubis. Let me just read it. Tosfos and Ksubis Ayin Dalet. Tosfos quotes. Im Tor Masvara Yeshkan. What's the svara to compare tnai and shliach? Delo gamrinan mehasam el inyan mashu svara. Delo yafina mehasam delo mani tayel b'sinas karka. Right, you learn that from Bnei Gadam and Ruvain. It has to be some type of svara why it would be limited. V'yesh lomar d'haynu taima. D'hoel v'hamaisa kol kach biyado sheyachol l'kaimo al yidei shliach. Since the act is so much in your control that you could do it through a shliach, svarahu sheyikamochein biyado l'shviyeh beitzna'a. So it's logical to say that you could also make a tnai on it. Meaning both of these are reflections of a yesod. If it's so in your control that you can make a shliach, it must be that you can also make a tnai. It's not that one causes the other. They both are, the root of it is bailus. Aval chalitza, she'ein biyado l'kaima ayde shliach, lo havi biyado nami l'mir mebeitzna, v'afil lo yizkayim atnai, yemaisa kayim. Right, even if you make a tnai on chalitza, even if you don't fulfill the tnai, maisa kayim, u'mishemach svara modu kule ama debina shef shalakaima ayde shliach. Dumya d'bnei Gad u'bnei Ruvain. Okay, and he continues in that sugya. That's what Reb Chaim notes here, that the whole idea of what is Tosfos' question about it should be like a tnai, the whole thing should not get off the ground, because Eglai Rufa cannot be done through a shliach. You can't, the Ziknei Ha'ir cannot do it through a shliach, therefore you should say a tnai doesn't work. And if Tosfos is really asking about, oh, you should say it's a tnai, so then maybe the whole thing should fall away. Most of the b'shlichas less below tnai below tos. V'imkein ha'rada Eglai Rufa, the less of b'shlichas lo yehei ba din tos. and he tries to get out of that. But again, that's important ha'aris of Reb Chaim. Number one, it's not really hektish. It is a different effect, different type of chalos, and it is a lamaisa process that maybe you shouldn't have tnai related to it at all. The Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah, discusses this also in the Rambam in Hilchas Rotseach when he talks about Egla Arufa. The Rambam in Perek Yud, that's where the halachas of Egla Rufa are at the end of Hilchos Rotseach, Perek Yud, the Rambam quotes, Egla Rufa asur bahanoya v'nikveres b'makam arifasa, it's asur bahanoya, u'mishitera l'nachal te'asur bahanoya afal b'shadayin lo nerfa. The Rambam paskins is asur bahanoya right away, right when it goes down, even without arifa. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Lefize havi lelipsok shim nimsa haorek acher idas lenachal asur bana." Right, if it's asur right when it goes down, so the Rambam should have paskined that right when it goes down, even if you find the murderer after that, so it's still asur. That's what you should have paskined. Vehu pasak lekaman shim nimsa haorek achelo ner faha egla tesi v'tira be'eder. Right, that's the Kesef Mishnah's problem. Right, similar to related to Tosfos. The Rambam paskins is usher right when you brought it down, Yerida, but even after that, you could find the murderer. So is that al tnai? Right, why does that work? The Rambam should paskin up until Yerida Salanacha, not on until Arifa. Right, so he goes to the Rambam, the Rashba quoted, was asked about this Rambam, and the Rashba just threw up his hands. Gam be'ena yipalesh uzicha shtara lebeitrei, to pligi bekrisis, v'tarachti lahamid dvar v'lo yacholti. The Rashba says, come on, I'm waiting. Where's the Ravid when I need him? Right? This is a difficult Rambam, and I would expect the Ravid to say something here. And then therefore the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, it's something like Tosas suggested. You have to say something like that in the Rambam. Okay, that's Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. Okay, Vaiter, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, says the Mishnah here in Perek Osov Espino, as we continue here in the fifth Perek, Osov Espino with our vision said on another one more daf until we get to the next Perek, Kisi Adam, also related to in Yanei Shrita. Shnayim Shalachu Para Ubina, two people bought animals, one bought the mother, one bought the child, the offspring on the same day. Eze or not, or just they bought them. Eze Shalachach Rishon Yishcha Rishon. So the one who bought it first could check first. The second one checked the first, and he checks. Right, the first one has it, so he could check. But you know, if it's too late, it's too late. The second one would check. Amar of Yosef Linyan Dina Tanan. What does that mean? What is the Mishnah telling us? Linyan Dina. When it says, it's not talking about Isser Veheter, but it's talking about if they come to Beis Din and say, hey, who has Kedima? So Beis Din will say, the one who bought it first has the right to shecht it. But again, if the second one did it, the second one did it. Tznan, I'm sorry, Tana, Imkada Masheni, Hariz is Zariz v'nischar. The Tosefta adds that if the second one did it first, then he's Zariz and he's Nischar and he gets something. Zariz lo'avad Isura. He's a Zariz, he didn't do anything wrong. Right? He doesn't have to wait. V'nischar do'akachal bisra, and he can also eat his meat. What does it sound like from this line of the Gemara? He's a Zariz, fine, but the Niskar line, he can eat his meat. Does that sound like that the first one can't eat his meat? Like if the one did, if the one who shechted seconds cannot eat the meat? Is that what you could read from this? Or does this say you can't eat the meat because you can't check the animal? That's why you can't eat the meat. But can you read this Gemara as he can't eat his meat, meaning even if he shechted, he can't eat his meat? This is the Gemara in this Perek that the Bahag uses to say that if I violate Osov Espino, the meat is Asr. Because it says here, the first one is Zariz V'Niskar, right? And it's Tekachol Bisra. But the Bahag says, quoted here in the Rush, that we mentioned this earlier in the Perek also, Simin Hey, Kasav Baal Halachas, Ta'ashochet Osov Espino, Lo Yochal Ha'achron Bo Bayom. At least that day. Like Maisa Shabbos. Bo Bayom. V'Raboseinu Zal Omrim, and our rabbi, I don't know where the Bahag got it from, says the Rush, Raboseinu Zal Omrim, Shedikdek Mikan, Demashma Ha'im Lo Kadim, Avid Isura, V'Loach L'Bisra. Right, that's how he would read this line of the Gemara. And it talks about the Madana Yantif in the bottom here, discusses that it doesn't, you don't have to read the Gemara like that. Like the Rambam obviously doesn't. The Rambam we just read before. Osov Espino does not answer the meat. Right? You could just read it as he cannot eat it because he can't check if he doesn't want to do the Aveira. Right? If he did it, then he'd be able to. But that's the Machlokas Rishonim, the Bahag and the Rambam. Again, does this relate to Komusu David Rahman Lo Sevid, right? Or Mesa Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani? That is a discussion that might come up. If you look in the Chashuk Echemet here, he discusses a somewhat related idea relating to if the second one was Zoche. The following case: somebody brings a shirt to a dry cleaner, and the dry cleaner loses his shirt. He's like, okay, so how much do I have to pay you? We'll pay for it. So they go to a Rav. He said, whatever the Rav says. So the Rav says, okay, it was a 300 shekel shirt. It's an expensive shirt. He already had it for, usually the shirts last 3 years. He had it for a year, so he has to pay 200 shekel. The 200 shekel is like 100 for the year. It was already worn out a little bit. Has to pay 200 shekel. Fine. So the person goes and buys a new shirt for 300 shekel, and he goes to the dry cleaner to collect his money, at least 200 shekel. So he goes, and when he goes there, he's like, guess what I found last night? He says, I found the shirt. Here's the shirt. The guy says, I don't want the shirt. Now you have to pay me. I bought a new shirt. He's like, I know, but I found this. So maybe you should have first taken the money from me, and then, but you bought the new shirt first, so mahadin. Right? So he can't return it, I guess. Guess he can't return the shirt. So that's that was the Shaila that was asked. So Rav Zilberstein quotes our Gemara, and it says, Zariz Viniskar, right? And the Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah, Kadam Asheni Zacha, Kamash Malan, De'ein L'Shalem, well, if the second guy who bought the animal checked it first, what's the Chiddush? De'ein L'Shalem L'Ha'acher, Ha'hezek Shenishavel Adei She'ikvu Milishchot. Ah, you can't check today. You can't check today. Maybe you're gonna have to go buy another animal in order to have your to have dinner tonight. Delo mechshiv dina de garmi. It's not called hezek. It's not called garmi that I damaged you by shechting so that you can't shecht your animal today. Da kalpanim lo asa maisa begufa davra nizak. Right. I didn't do anything. I didn't directly damage you. I did my own thing and memela. So he says, "V'gam bin yonenu harei lo asa maisa begufa davra nizak v'mkein yish makom lepatro." Maybe you should say pater. He's about that, but then he said, maybe not. Maybe she would say, chayiv, biglal shabal ha chalifa hotzi otzos alpiv. Sharmalo lech v'tikne chalifa v'ani ha-shalem. He said, go buy it. Then he quotes three other reasons why he thinks the guy is putter. Why he thinks the guy should be putter. Like based on that, Tiferes Yisrael. Says that's not the, it shouldn't, and he says, you could have more than one shirt. You could have a shirt for weekday, a shirt for Shabbos, a shirt for Yontif, a shirt. Now, there's plenty of reasons to have extra shirts. I don't think that the guy's going to have to pay. Okay. Weiter. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Right, when we read that Shaila, I don't think we would have come up with the Gemara Maseches Chulin about animals, but that's the Chashuk Echemet. Says the Mishnah, Shachat Par V'Acharkach Shnei Vaneha. So if I shecht the para, and then I shecht the two offspring, so Sofek Shmonim. So if I shecht a mother and then two children, each of those two children was a Nisa D'Araisa. That's an Osov Espino. Shachat Shnei Baneha V'Acharkach Shachta. But, fascinating, if I shecht two brothers, right, two animals, two children, and then the mother, Sofek Asarvam, I only get one Malkus. I only get one Malkus, because that's one Aveira. It happens to be Osov Espino of the two children, but it's one Malkus. Shachta Vezbita Vezbasbita. If I shecht a mother, a daughter, and a granddaughter. Sofek Shmonim. The last two were both violations. So that's why I get a double Malkus. Shachta Vezbasbita Ve'acharcha Shachabita. If I shecht mother, then granddaughter. Right? So I didn't do anything wrong. Then daughter, then I get one Malkus. Sofek Esarabon. Because again, it's also a Vesbino from two sides, but it's still one Aveira. Sumcha Somer Mishim Rabbi Meir, Sofek Shmonim. Sumcha says, no, you'd get two Aveiras there. Two Aveiras there. Rashi on Amad Beis and Tosfos here say Beferish that Sumchas would argue on the Reisha also. Sumcha would argue on the Reisha, meaning in the case where you shecht two children and then the mother, Sumchas would also say you'd get Shmonim. So also you get two Aveiras because there's two different animals involved. While the Ran says Beferish here that Sumchas would not argue on the Reisha. He only argues on the Seifa. Two Shemos. The Ran says one is son-daughter, one is son-parent, and one is parent-son. In the first case, it's the same Isser. That's why the Sumchas would not argue in the Reisha. So Machlokas Rishonim, whether Sumchas would argue in the Reisha or not. So Gemara says, Amai, Why is it that it would also in the Reisha get the two Isurim? Amai Osov Espino Amar Achman of Lo Benova Oso, right? Why is it? Doesn't it say Osov Espino? You have to shech the mother first and then the offspring, not the opposite. Lo Salkadaita, the Gemara says no, there's not, I wouldn't have a Havamita otherwise. Because for sure it's in either direction. Titania, Osov Espino, Ainli Ella Osov Espino, Osov Es Imo Minayin. How do I know the opposite order is also Asak? Shomer Lo Sishcha Tu Harikan Shanayim. It's plural. Hakei Tzad Echad Eshokad Esapara, Echad Eshokad Esima, Echad Eshokad Esbino, Shneim Achronim Chayavim. Right, it doesn't matter on the order, Osov Espino or Bino and Oso. So Gemara says, Haimi Boy Lilagufe. But don't I need the positive Lo Tishcha Tu for itself? It's not extra. Imkein Lichtov Lo Tishchot. My Lo Tishcha Tu. That's how you know it's both directions. The Academy Boyle Dikaz Rahmana Lo Tishchot Havamina Chad in Tre Lo. I would have thought, interesting Havamina, that one person has to do both Shritas. Right? That's why I would have said. So Kulchaz Rahmana Lo Tishchot. That's why it has to be plural. Vafilu Tre, even two people. So Imkain, Lichtov Lo Yishache Tu. They shouldn't be shechted. Hare, my Lo Tishchot, about the person, Shramina Tarti. That's what you know, even two people shechting. Is one more chumer than the other? The Chashuk Echem and other Shaila. You know, what happens if there's a Chol Sheishbo Sakana and you have to do the Isra of Osov Esbeno for some reason? Is it better to do Osov Esbeno or Beno Voso? Does it make a difference? Are they the same chumer Sa'avera? Is there any difference? He assumes that there's no difference. Right? Even though, you know, is one more Betherish? Right? We've had some examples in the past of something that's more chumer if it's Mufurish Bekra. Remember the Ran in Adarim? And there's a Tosfos in Vamis in Zvachim. So is it more chomer if something is mefurish bekra? So we've had differences in halacha, but again, he discusses that shaila. Shachta ves bas bita v'chulu. Let's get into sumchas. So I'm only by Rabbi Yossi in my time with the sumchas. So what did sumchas say? Sumchas had the fascinating shita. If you shech the mother and then the granddaughter and then the daughter, you get two averes. You get double malchus. And the Rabbanan said, nah. So what's the svara for sumchis? Kasavar sumchis. So the Gemara says, well, maybe sumchis is an extreme shita. That whenever you do a double avera, let's say I eat two kizesim of treif. Maybe I get two averas. Maybe he says, no matter what, if you do two averas, you know, you would get double. Here, it's a little easier. Here, you have two different animals. You have grandmother and granddaughter involved, which the Gemara is going to call gufin muchlakin. You have different items that are involved in the Aver. You did one Shechit in the end, but they're both connecting to two different objects. So there maybe, but are we going to go as far as to say Sumchis goes even farther? That even if you don't have Gufim Lechlaken, you just have two Kizesim of Treif. Would he go that far also? That's the Gemara's discussion coming up. So my time with the Sumchis, Kasavar Sumchis, maybe Sumchis holds, Ochal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelam Echad, Chayev Shtei Chatos. If I eat two pieces of Chelev in one Helam, I'm going to get two Averis. Right? Even though we don't usually say that. Right, there's no hasras in between. Ubedin hu delishmeina ba'alma. And really, sumchas should say this all of shas. There are many places that sumchas could argue. Vayta kamash malan baha. So, and he should say it meaning all over, meaning even in cases where there are not gufin machlakin. He would still say two. And that would be a chiddush in sumchas. Vayta kamash malan baha. So why do we say it here? Lo diacha kochan derabanan. Maybe the chiddush here is to the Rabbanan Shita. Even though there are two animals, there's the grandma and the granddaughter, there's two involved, Patri Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say he did one Shita, that's only one Avera. So maybe that's why. Odilmo, or maybe Sumchis is not as extreme. Ksavar, Sumchis, Achash, Nei Zesi, Chelev, Chelev, Echad, Eino Chayev, Alachas. That case, if you ate two Kizesim of Chelev, you only have one. Here it's only because there are two different animals involved. Again, these are huge krisus topics which come up in krisus about gufin mechlakin and tamchuyin mechlakin, like the differentiations between averes. So Amar Lei, so Abaye asked this Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers, I think he's the extreme. In ksavar shnei kavar achal shnei zeis chelev elam echad chayv shtei chatos. I think Sumchis would argue on all the shitas. He would always say Yochayev too. Where do I know that from? Mimai. Mi detanyo. We learned in the following brisa. Hazorea kilayim kilayim loke. If somebody plants kilayim, you get malchus. So my loke, what does that mean? Ilei maloke achas. Is it you get one malchus for planting kilayim? Pshita, that's obvious. Kilayim is one of the los hases of the Torah. Viod, my kilayim kilayim. Also, what's the double wording of kilayim kilayim? So elap shita must be beis malchus. It must be what the Brisa means. It's two malchus. Two malchus if you put on kelaim kelaim. So what's the case that you get two malchus? So b'mayas kinan. Are we talking about you planted kelaim today and then in 2 weeks from now you planted kelaim again? And you were warned in between tanina. That's two different averus. That's pashut. We learned it in the Mishnah. Nazir shayi shosa yain kol hayom. If a nazir drinks wine all day, you know, chayav alachas. He gets one avera. Amru lo al tishtev hu shosa. If they keep telling him, don't drink, and he's makabal dasra, and there's separation, v'hu shosa al tishtev, v'hu shosa chayav alachas v'achas. So there's two different averas. Everybody agrees you get two malchus. So that also is pashut. You can't say that's what the brisa means. Ela pshita v'vasachas. It must be that when the brisa says you do kelayim twice, it must be at one time ubasra achas. And who holds that? Mani ilim rabbanon to pligale de sumchis. If it's the rabbanon shita, that can't be. Hashu ma hasam to gufin mechlokin pati rabbanon. The rabbanon even pater by gufin mechlokin. Hacha look all shekain. So here for sure, right? It should be. It's two different averus. So elalaf sumchisi. The brisa must be sumchis. So Rav Yosef says this is my raya. This brisa is sumchis. Sumchis says if you plant kelayim. Two kelayims in the same helam in one hasra, you get two averis and two malchus. That's my raya. Somewhere it says no raya. Lo olam rabbanon. It could be that it's the rabbanon just in the brisa. O milsa gavorcha kamashmalan. I rabbanon meaning it's two different hasra in the middle. What's the chiddush? O milsa gavorcha kamashmalan. Dika trei gamni kelayim is teaching me that there are two types of kelayim. What do you mean two types of kelayim? We know there are five types of kelayim. Two types of kelay behema, cross breeding and cross working. This kelay Begadim, Shatnez, and then there's Kilai Zroim and Kilai HaKerem. Within Kilai HaKerem, there are two types. There's vineyard with wheat and vineyard with barley. Don't think that you need wheat and barley to violate Kilai HaKerem. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. V'lafuke mid Rabbi Yoshia, to exclude Rabbi Yoshia, dam Rabbi Yoshia, ad sheyizra chita, visa ora v'chartan apolos yad. Rabbi Yoshia says you only get the Issa Daraisa if you do all of them at once, kamash malang dechizara chita v'chartzan usaora v'chartzan nami mechayev. Even if you only do one, chayev. There's a big discussion. We don't have time to go into it now. Tosfos and Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel discusses why isn't every case of nazirus a hasra a suffik? You should never get malchus by any nazirus because after he does the aveira, he could go to a chacham and mishol on his nazirus. Get out of his nazirus. Right? Similar questions asked by the achronim. Why don't you say every time somebody eats truma? You know, that it's Hasra Safik, he's every chayiv, he could be shol on the truma. So Tosa discusses, there's a chazaka that he won't, and that's an important topic, relates to what we're about to do, so maybe we'll discuss it more tomorrow. Tashma, let's do a little more. So let's try again. Again, is there a shita out there? Does sumchus hold? That even if I do an aveira, the same aveira, twice, at the same moment, at the same time, you're gonna get two aveiras, two malchus. So, try again. Achal mizekezais, this is a Mishnah later on about Gid Hanasha. If I eat a kezayis of the Gidanasha from this one, and a kezayis from that one, sofek shmonim. We paskin, right, the Gidanasha is by right or left. Right, the Gidanasha, right or left Gid. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only by one of them, but I'm not sure which one. So, the Tanakhama holds, if you eat from each one, you get two averis, sofek shmonim. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino sofek ela mem. You only get one, because this was only on one side. I'm not sure which side, but only one side. So Echidami, what's the machlokas case? If you had one after the other, ubishte asros, two separate asros, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, hasra safiku. Each time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be hasra safik. Because he's not sure. Each one is like, I'm not sure if this is the one. V'shamina l'Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar hasra safik, lo shma hasra. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda says elsewhere, hasra safik, a hasra, that even after he's makabal asra, he might not be violating the avera. That's not called asra. Tanya, what's the classic case? Tanya, hikazev v'chazar v'hikazev. There are two people standing in front of a person. One of them is his father. You're not sure which one. Right, his mother got divorced and married right away, so he doesn't know who his father is. So, if he hits both of them, kila lazev v'chazar v'kilazev, and he cursed both of them, oshika shneva basachas, read them both, oshikil shneva basachas chayev. That's for sure, chayev misa. Right, because he hit his father. Whoever it is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bebasachas Chayev, Bezecha Zeh Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says only Bebasachas, Bezecha Zeh not, because each one is a Hasra Safik. Right? Each one, maybe this is not his father. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hasra Safik is Lashma Hasra. So, well, back to the Mishnah in, of later on. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're gonna get Malchus? So Elapshita, Bebasachas, Ubasra Achas. It must be that when Rabbi Yehuda said the Gid Anasha, it's all, you ate both Gids at one time. And you only get one. Uman Tanakama. So who's the Tanakama that argues on that, that says you're chayev too? Ilema Rabbanan de pligalei de sumchis. If it's the Rabbanan, they for sure say you would only be chayev one. Hashu ma hasum de gufin machlokin patri Rabbanan. In a case like our Mishnah, it's gufin machlokin, they only say you're chayev one. Hachala kol shekein. So elalav sumchisi. So who must be the Tanakama in this Mishnah later on about getan ashe? It must be sumchis. And therefore, Sumchis is the one in our Mishnah that would also would say that you get two Averis even if it's in one Helam. So Gemara is going to say, Lo, Lo Olam Bezachar Zeh, V'Rabbanan, maybe it's even Bezachar Zeh, according to the Rabbanan, and I, so why would you be Chayiv too? The Haitana, Savar Laki Idach Tana Derbi Yehuda, Dam Asra Safek, Shma Hasra. Maybe it's like a Shita that says Hasra Safek is Shma Hasra, and that's why you would be chayev. You would be chayev too. Again, let's stop here because there's a lot to talk about in the next few lines before we quote the raya. We'll stop here by Tanya. Okay, Hashem, we will continue.